It is March 8th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The FIA today announced its 2022 Hall of Fame inductees to be honored at next week's International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida. The honorees are Sharon Bowen, Ron Feiler, Arthur Hahn, Chuck Holman, Blythe Masters, Joanne Madero, Ken Raisler, Steve Spark, Steve Stazek, Hiromi Yamaji. It is an impressive class of true contributors to the futures industry. Here is a comment from FIA President and CEO Walt Lukin from the press release about this year's class. We established the FIA Hall of Fame to recognize the people who have made exceptional contributions to the growth and development of the futures, options, and listed derivatives industry. This year's inductees represent business leaders, advocates, policymakers, and visionaries who have provided the leadership and support necessary to keep our industry growing. We are grateful for their service and honored to present them with this recognition. I have not seen a chart like nickel since Omicron was a thing. The Trade has a feature titled International Women's Day, a view from the top to celebrate International Women's Day 2022. The Trade feature presents some of the world's most senior figures in trading. Also, Innovate Finance has come out with its Women in FinTech Power List 2021, which shines a spotlight on the women leading innovation in financial services for the seventh year in a row. It's mostly a list of women I don't know, which means they're doing great work and need some more light shined on it. So thank you, Innovate Finance, for doing so. JLN has 24 videos scheduled for Boca next week. We have a couple of slots left on Tuesday and Wednesday and room on Thursday. Contact me if you are interested and have some news or perspectives on industry or world affairs to share. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. John's take, Hitesh Mittal, BestX research on payment for order flow. This week, comedian and TV star Jon Stewart shined a big bright light on the subject of payment for order flow in equities trading on an episode of his show, The Problem with Jon Stewart. While his take is always entertaining and sometimes impactful, I wanted to share with you another source that also looked at the subject. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Don't forget to register for Boca, FIA Boca, 2022. It's coming up soon. Here's the press release from FIA. FIA announces 2022 Hall of Fame inductees. FIA announces 2022 Hall of Fame inductees. FIA today announced the induction of 10 new members into the FIA Hall of Fame. This year's class joins 165 other honorees in the Hall of Fame, which was established in 2005 on FIA's 50th anniversary. The new members will be honored at an awards ceremony during FIA's annual International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida. Walt Lukin, President and CEO of FIA, said, "We established the FIA Hall of Fame to recognize the people who have made exceptional contributions to the growth and development of the futures, options, and listed derivatives industry. This year's inductees represent business leaders, advocates, and policymakers and visionaries who have provided the leadership and support necessary to keep our industry growing. We are grateful for their service and honored to present them with this recognition." My comment, Patrick Lothian of John Lothian Productions has been working hard on videos for the Hall of Fame presentation. There is one about each new member and one for the event itself. This is part of the sponsorship deal FIA has with John Lothian & Company, Inc. and part of our contribution to the Hall of Fame. Russia-Ukraine war could bring biblical event as global wheat supply disrupted expert from Yahoo Finance. Grain supplies were already rising before Russia invaded Grain prices were already rising before Russia invaded Ukraine, and recent days have seen unprecedented further gains as two of the world's biggest producers are at war. Wheat closed in Chicago at the highest price ever on Monday. Benchmark corn and soybean futures have each surged 26% this year. Those kinds of increases in food staple commodities have been associated with social unrest throughout history. My comment, I'm looking for a man named Joseph with a multicolored coat. Have you seen him? Here's a story from the FT. Oceans of grain, America, Russia, and Ukraine's breadbasket in flames. Scott Reynolds Nelson's history of the global wheat trade is a timely warning of how basic food exports can shape empires. The world's breadbasket is at war. Russia and Ukraine together account for about a quarter of the world's wheat and roughly 12% of its calories. Should the war interrupt the spring planting season, which it shows every indication of doing, poor countries and rich countries alike could face food shortages and steep inflation. That disruption of grain trade may in turn bring massive economic, political, and social upheaval. My comment, if you see a theme here, and it's not to get your Bible out, though that is always a good idea. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. Influencers with Andy Serwer, Gary Gensler. In an episode of Influencers, Andy speaks with SEC Chair Gary Gensler about the federal government's response to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, the health of the global economy, and the challenges of regulating the U.S. stock market. My comment, I want some of the chill pills that Gary Gensler has been taking. The man is all over the media and social media and just chill. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Yesterday's most read story about employment, Trading Technologies, jobs at Trading Technologies. The Telegraph placed second with its reporting on the cloud. Hackers expose the foolishness of trusting the cloud with our data. And third was Bloomberg's with the Bond King's genius was no match for his ego. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg. LME halts nickel trading after unprecedented 250% spike. Top producer Singshan under pressure to meet margin calls. Prices spiked as short position holders scrambled to close out. The London Metal Exchange suspended trading in its nickel market after an unprecedented price spike left brokers struggling to pay margin calls against unprofitable short positions in a massive squeeze that has embroiled the largest nickel producer as well as a major Chinese bank. Nickel used in stainless steel and electric vehicle batteries surged as much as 250% in 2 days to trade briefly above $100,000 a ton early Tuesday. The frenzied move, the largest ever on the LME, came as investors and industrial users who had sold the metal scrambled to buy the contracts back after prices initially rallied on concerns about supplies from Russia. My comment. Here's the New York Times version as well. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Nickel tops $100,000 as big shorts test 145-year-old exchange. The rapid surge will push up costs for EV manufacturers. Nickel pairs gains to be up 74% after hitting $101,365. Nickel spiked briefly above $100,000 a ton on the London Metal Exchange amid a short squeeze that's embroiled a major Chinese bank and encouraged rule changes from one of the world's top commodity exchanges. The material used in stainless steel and electric vehicle batteries surged as much as 111%, $101,365 a ton after closing up 66% the day before. It paired gains to be up 74% at $83,500 a ton as of 3/10% in Shanghai. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Chinese tycoon behind big nickel short faces billions in losses. Zhang Guangda caught out by metal's spectacular rally. London Metal Exchange suspended nickel trading on Tuesday. A Chinese tycoon who built a massive short position in nickel futures is facing billions of dollars in mark-to-market losses after the metal surged more than 170% in 2 days, according to people familiar with the matter. Zhang Guanda, who controls the world's largest nickel producer, Zinghen Holding Group Company, and is known as Big Shot in Chinese commodity circles, has closed out part of his company's short position and is considering whether to exit the wager altogether, the people said. Nickel rocketed to a record high above $100,000 a ton on Tuesday, driven in part by Zinghen and its brokers' activity before trading was suspended. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.